When I was discerning to enter the seminary, the vocation director wanted to have dinner with my family. And the week that he was coming over to have dinner with my mom and dad and my brother, I got a case of laryngitis. And so I sent him an email saying, look, I can't talk at all. Maybe we should reschedule. And he says, hey, don't worry about it. I want to meet your family. And so at dinner that night, I couldn't speak. I mean, I was talking like this because I had laryngitis. And I was anxious. Like, what's going to happen here? I mean, is my family going to say something and like sabotage me getting to the seminary? Because I mean, I knew how my brother was, and those of you who have siblings, you know sometimes. But it was okay. It was fine. And as you know, the rest of the story, I ended up becoming a priest. So that anxiety that I felt of not being able to talk and communicate with the vocation director didn't keep me from being able to get into the seminary. But I think and I reflect on the gospel here and how tough it was for the man that was in the gospel to not be able to speak and not be able to hear. Like, his whole life, he wasn't able to communicate with anybody. And the poor guy had no idea how he was going to talk to people about anything. But the Lord Jesus comes and appears, and he makes himself present to the man, and he does this kind of disgusting thing. He like spits into the ground and then heals him with the mud that's in the saliva that mixes together. And the man has the ability to speak. The man has the ability to hear. And so that his whole life had been changed at that moment because he wasn't able to communicate with anyone. But then his ears were open and his tongue was open, and he was able to proclaim the goodness of what had happened to him. And so it's a great reminder to us that our Lord Jesus, he can do anything. He can give us the ability to speak. He can give us the ability to hear. In the first reading, we heard that the Lord has the ability to make the scorching sand turn into pools and the desert to turn into springs. That's what the Lord can do for us. He loves us. And he wants us to be able to hear him. He wants us to be able to proclaim his love. In the beautiful rite of baptism, there's a prayer that comes from the gospel today, the Ephphatha. The be opened rite, the ritual. And in that particular rite, the prayer is, the Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears so you can hear his word, and your lips so you can proclaim his gospel of love. And that's a beautiful rite that happens in the rite of baptism, because it reminds us of what Jesus does for us. A couple of years ago, I got to baptize a baby. And the child had been born with a defect in the ear. And the family was telling me, we're not sure if our child's going to be deaf because they've got this birth defect in their ear. And I said, well, hey, you're going to have your child baptized, and there's a really cool ritual. There's a really cool rite and prayer that goes with the rite of baptism. And so during that particular time in the baptism, I was praying really, really, really hard for that child. And I've talked to the parents of that child since, and the child doesn't have any problems hearing. But I think, how awful would it have been if that prayer of faith wouldn't work for that child? What if that child wasn't able to hear the word of God? What if that child wasn't able to proclaim the gospel message of love with their lips to the world? And that's what that rite of baptism reminds us of, is that we are called to receive the word of God in our ears and proclaim it to those around us, to proclaim it to the world. That's what the Lord invites us to do. He invites us to let him heal us in our deafness, and he invites us to heal us in what we say. We invite the Lord to help us to remove whatever it is that's keeping us from hearing the words of God, so that then we can then proclaim it. And I often wonder what happened to that man in the gospel. I wonder how much his life was changed. He had spent his whole life not being able to communicate, not being able to hear or speak. But I wonder how deep his prayer with God was. That in the silence and his inability to speak to anyone else, I wonder how much he was touched and affected by God's love. And then after that moment when he's healed, he opens his ears and he's like, man, there's a lot of things I can listen to. There's a lot of other distractions in life. And I wonder if his prayer was hindered or helped by this healing. I like to believe that it was helped a lot, because then he was able to continue to proclaim God's love to those around him. But maybe it wasn't. Maybe his ears were open, and then he became a man of the world, and he filled his life with distractions. And the reason that I reflect on that is because I wonder, in our own lives, are we like the man in the gospel? Are we not able to make time in silence to listen to God? Are we not able to share with others the message of God because we got so much stuff going on? And just a survey of your day, I wonder how much time you spend in silence. Seems like from the moment that we wake up, we're hearing noises. Our alarm clock goes off. It's time for breakfast. We drive to work. We're listening to the radio or the traffic reports. And then we're at work and we hear the ding of the email go off and the phone. And at school, we're bombarded by the presentations and the time between classes where we're visiting with our friends. There's always stuff going on. How much time do we make so that the Lord can speak to us? The lack of silence that we have in our lives keeps us from being able to hear God. And so I would encourage you, I would encourage all of us this week to look at the intentionality that we have in silence. When are we listening to God? When are we opening up our ears so that we can hear His voice, hear His message, hear Him telling us how much He loves us? A lot of times we've got to be intentional to make silence. We've got to come to church. We've got to come to the Adoration Chapel. We've got to make time to say, I'm going to shut everything else off for half an hour so I can just sit in silence. It's something that we intentionally have to do. And if we are able to do that, we will hear the Word of God come into our ears. And when the Word of God comes into our ears, it enters our hearts. And then we're able to share His message of love. The Lord invites us to give to Him our deafness. Whatever it is that's keeping us from hearing Him, we bring that to the Lord. We ask Him to help heal our deafness so that we can hear Him. And then we ask Him to help that word, that message of love, come into our hearts so that we can proclaim His message of love to others, to proclaim His message of love to the world. May the Lord soon touch our ears so that we can hear His voice. And may He soon touch our lips so that we can proclaim His glory to all the world.